Continue now with other stories. U.S. internet giants are planning to launch a protest against mass surveillance of internet data and telephone logs by the National Security Agency, the NSA. Companies including Reddit, Mozilla, 4chan, and WordPress will post anti-NSA spying messages on their homepages on Thursday. Now, the online protest has been organized by Internet Defense League, which estimates that thousands of sites will participate. They will also direct people to the site callforfreedom.org, where supporters can donate money to help fund ads against the spying programs and push lawmakers to react. Now, the NSA's global spying program was revealed by now fugitive American whistleblower Edward Snowden. He said internet companies such as Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Skype were also involved in the U.S.'s scandalous mass surveillance. Well, let's switch over to San Francisco, California, joined by activist and political commentator, Mr. Mark Mason. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, this definitely seems like it is getting more and more out of control. However, we're starting to see not only individuals responding, but now we're talking about even internet, some of the internet companies actually trying to show their dismay at what is going on. Tell me, where do you think this situation is going to go? Is it big enough that it will cause the American people to stand up to this type of surveillance by their government?
Well, I would say in the United States, the core of the civil liberties protection grouping, if you will, the citizens who are most aware of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States that prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures, is centered around the internet access, the bloggers, the blogosphere, a social media, image sharing and such. So we have a very strong core of both a grouping of small, relatively small companies such as WordPress and others that are associated with social media. This is the cutting edge of alternative communication in the United States, where people are getting their news outside of the mainstream corporate propaganda system that we have. So we have a real core of advocacy there. We will have people in the streets tomorrow. It's 4th of July, our National Independence Day. Fitting, considering that civil liberties and unreasonable search and seizure was one of the civil liberty concerns of the original colonists that drove them to declare independence from Britain in 1776.
Well, but let us looking at the current situation in the United States. It seems to be a big difference in the America of that time and now. Is this likely? Because we have seen continually the weeding away of rights in the United States. Is this going to be enough to actually bring about a change in the way the American people respond to this lack of privacy and invasive policies?
Well, we have a system of indoctrination and propaganda that's it's almost impossible to describe in words. You have to be here to believe it. The mass media is owned and controlled by six giant corporations. That's more than almost 95% of all media. TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, books are controlled by only six mega corporations. And the American people are probably sometimes labeled in the top 10 of the most highly educated people on the planet, but I would also rate them as very, very low and having any understanding of how the world works. And of course, we're all quite capable of understanding how the world works, but it's a struggle. The struggle in Tahrir Square right now is a struggle between really the army and the mass popular movement. But here in the United States, as it has been for a generation since World War II, the real struggle for freedom, democracy, and civil rights is to break through this massive propaganda system. And we will see in the coming days, the internet is only going to become more and more important in terms of this struggle towards freedom and democracy.
So you are optimistic that a change is on the horizon in your country, Mr. Mason?
Absolutely, very optimistic. I'm loath to pin down any dates on this. It's really almost impossible to guess that the Turkish people were going to decide to take on Erdogan. Who would have known that was going to happen? We had the Occupy movement that developed across the nation in thousands of cities in a matter of a few short weeks, less than a month. So this is typical of how popular grassroots movements take fire. We have serious problems here. We have the President of the United States violating the Constitution of the United States. We have a rogue state, as you just reported, yet another drone attack in Pakistan, killing more than a dozen people. So we have the conditions here. Also, the economic conditions are very, very seriously in very serious bad condition here, to put it crudely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of San Francisco, activist and political commentator, Mr. Mark Mason.